This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. We're really glad to see you in the finality of what we intend to express in this mind training of A Course in Miracles. And this will go with the video that we just completed that was entitled sort of like a how to do it. It was entitled How to Heal the Sick and Raise the Dead. And we're extremely happy, and so is the Kingdom of God, that you have really begun to undergo a conversion of the nightmare of your own mind. Okay, should we practice a little bit? This is A Course in Miracles, and most of you now are at the point where you've recognized the light that was surrounding you. You're beginning to share the joy of the release of the burdens of defense that you had employed in order to believe that you were that body. So now the application of the idea that you are not a body and that you are free have become a decision that you have made within your own mind. Practice. I am not a body. No, you're not. I'm in your mind telling you that you're not a body. And now you're beginning to accept the idea because it will include the idea that you are free, because contained in you, in the idea that you are not a temporal idea of association, of the form of your conjugation of association, of what you would call objective correspondence between the verbalization of the limitations of your mind that direct your attention to formulations that limit you to sequentiality of your body. My goodness sake. So the conversion of your conceptual mind, which was actively in pursuit of problems that it identified within itself, outside of itself, have brought you to the admission that while you may appear to be a body contained in this moment of new self-identity, is the recognition of who you really are. In a very real sense, this is the emergence of your mind that was inevitable in the idea of sequential time. It's the idea that here and now, at this time and in this place, you are perfect and whole as you were created in an instant conversion of the power and light of the recognition of the truth of your own identity. It's the basic idea of this training through the mind of the resurrected mind of Jesus, that all of the power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and if you choose it to honor hate and loneliness and death, you will believe that this is life. What I am offering you is the certainty that life comes from a single source of totality, represented in an instant by our minds if we will lay down the defenses of our bodies, so that this light and power is all around us. Let's look real quick about the idea that miracles are seen in the light of the power that we are beginning to extend to each other. Here we go. Miracles are seen in light. The body's eyes do not perceive the light, but I'm not a body. What am I? The question with which this statement ends is needed for every moment from now on as long as you're in time. What you think you are is a belief to be undone, but what you really are must be revealed to you. The belief you are a body calls for correction, being a mistake. The truth of what you are calls on the strength in you to bring to your awareness what? What the mistake conceals. If you're not a body, what are you? Listen. You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in as you lift it from the body. You need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of your faith and really there. Notice that it didn't say that you needed some sort of an ethereal, transcendental association of yourself, but that you needed the solidness of the determination of the Son of Man becoming the Son of God through the realization of the momentary conversion of his own mind. What? In no single instant did your body actually exist at all. The agreement we have about this pertaining to the density that you ascribe to other forms of objective association are showing you that you are mind and of mind. The idea that the spirit of you, what do you, some of you call it, the tachyon field of energy that's all around you, that can demonstrate to you unreservingly the conversion of your mind to the new light form. But it takes a little practice, and if I can't get you to begin to practice with me, and I'm talking about all human beings, in the reassociation of your mind, how can you admit that available to you is that power if you continue to demonstrate in your own ego your capacity to remain in this little limitation? Back to this lesson for a moment and listen to what it says, and I want you to repeat it with me. If you're not a body, what are you? Listen. You need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit uses to replace the image of a body in your mind. You need to feel something to put your faith in as you lift it from the body. You need a real experience of something else, something more solid and more sure, more worthy of your faith and really there. I am not weak. I am strong. Say it. Yeah. I'm not helpless. I'm all powerful. I am not limited, but unlimited. I'm not doubtful. I'm very certain. I'm not an illusion. I'm a reality. I cannot see in darkness, but only in light. And I want to see in light because miracles are seen in light. Now, what's happened to you in this moment of reassociation of your body, based on the last video that we did, is you have accepted the power of mind that's inherent in you and in you. The power of mind, okay, that's inherent in you at a single glance of certainty. What you are involved with me, is what you term an enlightened teacher, whatever you think that is, would have to be contained within an experience that showed you a whole new relationship of yourself, first with this world, and then on out into the universe. So the healing that you're experiencing now and sharing with me is not really a conceptual definition of it, but rather an experience that has come about in your mind in a moment's realization of the time and place where it came about. What I have done is interrupt your cycle of sequential time to show you that you've actually been repeating over and over and over again the idea that you could actually be separate from everything that is. Let's practice. I cannot be separate from what everything is. Say it. No matter how I might identify myself, it's impossible that I am not a whole part somewhere of everything that is, because there is nothing outside of the totality of the creative energy of God, of our single source. You are in a process now of waking from a dream, from a nightmare, that you are separate from God. And the experience that I am sharing with you within this illusion of light form is converting within your own power of mind the certainty that this dream of death was over a long time ago. I'm going to read you just a little more now about the miracle that is occurring within you, because I want it and want it to be justified in my certainty that you have a capacity to train your mind on a consistent basis to a direct and continuing contact with an alternative not contained within the illusion of your apparent separation. Listen. Miracles are seen in light, and what? Light and strength are one. Now, the idea for today is an extension of what we just talked about. You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. That is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and its little brain, okay? This is among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction that you're a body and the body's eyes can see. I'm back with you for a moment to show you that the substance of the conceptual mind is so limited in its form of association based on this eyes that within the perspective of the spectrum of light power association, it only sees this little containment of itself, where all around it is the energy, and let's use the term power, power of light, power of creative reality is around you while you continue to enclose yourself and define yourself in that pitiful example of an idea that all of the power of the universe is not available to you. Okay? Come on back and let's read a little more. You also believe that the body's brain can think. Come on. If you but understood the nature of thought, you could laugh at this insane idea. It is as if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it all its warmth, or that you held the world within your hand, securely bound until you let it go. Yet this is no more foolish than to believe that the body's eyes can see or that the brain can think. And if that offends you, there's nothing I can do about it. But as you begin to emerge in the new light form of you, you will begin to laugh at the idea that the political advantage of the references of objective association of the conceptual mind, and if you'll turn on your television set, you'll see what I mean, are actually thinking at all is ridiculous. Each is contained within his own factor of historic references and continues to demonstrate to himself the power that he employs to remain separate from a need of totality of communication because of what? His fear of it. But you've accepted from me in a very fundamental fashion, okay, beginning with this idea, and you repeat it with me. Say to me, minds communicate. Yes, the idea that minds communicate is the certainty that we come from a common source of eternal creating reality, and that any moment, although we had appeared to be separate within this little containment of ourselves, can have instances of communication where we will lose the conflict of the loneliness and death that we associated with this body. Okay? Miracles are seen in light as this conversion, this coming out of the idea, this opening of the veil, the idea of the transformation out of the dark form is occurring with you. Remember, you call that an event horizon. The idea that reflected back to you was the containment of your mind. This lesson says that the instantaneous conversion, your capacity to travel beyond the stars, the certainty that you can move anywhere in time and space based on the power of your individual mind to redefine instantly your association anywhere in the universe is what I'm offering you within your own mind. Are you ready for this? It's also what you accepted. The idea of quantum or instantaneous communication is an inherent part of your idea of sequentiality or separation. Okay? So what we're admitting together is that through a healing process of forgiveness and love, we will suddenly see all around us the projections of what we called other human beings that were actually nothing but what? Our own ideas about ourselves. Okay? As we let those thought forms merge with us, we discover a whole body of our association that we represent the entirety of what we are. Let's read just a little more of this lesson. This is going to be a description of what I just talked to you about, but I want you to hear it. Why? It is God's strength in you that is the light in which you see, and it is his mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. Why? It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness, to behold the likeness of itself. And here we were laughing together, our 11 descriptions of you as a human being. The small, the weak, the sickly, the dying, those in need, the helpless and afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, the joyless, these are seen through eyes that cannot see and cannot bless. Strength, what we're showing each other now in our minds, overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites the light of which it is a part. What does it do? It sees itself. It brings the light in which yourself appears. In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. Strength is the truth about you. Weakness is an idol falsely worshipped and adorned, that strength may be dispelled and darkness rule where God appointed that there should be light. What an exciting prospect, and we're going to practice it just for a moment. Shall we try it together? Because this is a part of our healing process. Those of you who have looked at yourself as weak and alone and have been seeking vengeance within the idea that somehow there's something out there that could be causing your pain, and you searched within yourself for justification of how you possibly could have been trapped in an idea that this was life, and would use the little particulars that represented who you thought you were to define your reality. This is the moment in space-time where you have decided with me that you no longer want to have the world represent what you think you are in the relationship of this little idea of death that has heretofore held you in this defense mode. Okay? Now, let's share it together. The idea that the image that you see of me is offering you a vision there in which you can look through the projection that we previously shared in the idea of holding our bodies separate from each other so that we could remain within the containment of our minds and attempt to define ourselves objectively with other bodies. Repeat with me now the lesson. There is one mind, and that I share with God. Yeah. There is one mind. Shall we practice a little bit? I'm looking right at you and I see you're hearing this. Let me try something. Say to me, there's no such thing as private thoughts. Yeah. You see that? All the machinations of attention you're giving within your own concepts to protect yourself, some of which you project out into the world to retain a self-identity that's already gone. You have other associations of body performing the same act, and you find a correspondence with each other in objective associations of limitations of light form that are ideas that you have held within your own mind about that little body that you occupy. So the energy of love that we are sharing together at this moment are giving you a new vision, all right, that will open portals of light form association that were previously darkened by your own ideas about your necessity to defend yourself from your own ideas about yourself. Should we practice? We're practicing. Say to me, if I defend myself, I am attacked. Yeah. The idea that I am a body is a defensive mechanism that I employ to establish what I call an enemy outside of myself who then participates with me in the idea of conflict. Okay? This is our Savior Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. So suddenly the bright idea that you would have to forgive your enemy, who is actually a projection of your own mind, and let him re-enter with you through a revision that you can share together, is what I'm offering to you right here and now. I say to you, you must forgive your enemy since your enemy is you. You have constructed yourself in such a manner that involved in all of your thought forms are protective devices that guarantee what? Death. They guarantee that you will continue to form limitations within your own mind that define what you're not. Remember our certainty that we're sharing, that this idea of separation lasted but for a moment in your mind, and that you've been repeating in the idea of sequential time references that you have in your memory of being separate from your entirety. This is a realignment of your mind in a miracle procedure that opens up to you a bright new alternative. Okay? In the vibrations of the light form, you are being realigned in your own mind. Say to me, I'm experiencing realignment. Yeah. Sin, as Jesus expresses it, in Aramaic, remember, we've taught this, is kata, being off the mark. Sin is an archery term that means just for a moment you were off the mark. So that everything that you looked at within your own correspondence of space-time only verified the idea that you were lost somewhere in space. This is a correction that has come about now in your mind through an offering by your own mind to yourself that you have decided to accept. Of course I'm a projection of your mind. And of course I'm a projection offering you a new form of your own reality. A quantum moment of realization of the merger of our minds. That while it was fearful because of your need to protect it, will now be converted to joy, and all of the thoughts that you had held out from you will be turned instantly into the light and love that we share. We're going to leave you now. We'll be back to maybe continue this idea that this healing process is going on. Remember that God is the mind with which we think. That God is going with us wherever we go. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. So we're back with you in this incredible experience of the healing process of the power of your mind to change your idea about yourself. Say to me, I'm whole and perfect as I was created. What? Yes, you are. No, you're not? Yes, you are. Can I share something with you, conceptual mind? You have absolutely nothing to say about your own perfection. Okay? You have a conceptual idea of judgment that's involved with the idea that it's actually possible for you to be suffering pain and loneliness and death, yet you inevitably compare it with the idea of the search for love and forgiveness, okay, and end up with some sort of stalemate in which it's necessary for you to have loneliness and pain and loss, all of which are contained within your own conceptual mind, and use them, and including the power of your mind, which comes from a source of entirety of reality, to continually define yourself as separate from the entirety of eternal life. The time and place have come in the miracle procedure of the conversion of the species, of the idea of consciousness association in a space-time location, which is a good definition of your own containment within this little idea of death, in an exposure of light in which you are no longer fearful. We talked about Jesus in the first hour, and we should remind you that all of the particulars of this offering are a testament that he gave you and continues to give you in this time and place based on the message of himself that he recognized within himself and offered to you in the certainty that we share a single self. The actual beginning of this teaching is John 1, where we say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was in everyone. And in that certainty, we rest with the power of decision that we can change everything that is about us. We employ the idea of form association. In John 1, this is called darkness. And we love the idea of our capacity to exist separate from everything we are. Can you see that? And you're using that power in your own mind now. And you cannot not get the outcome of the decision that you have made in regard to what you want to represent you in your body association. There is no question that if you will allow me to be a healer of you and a converter of you in your body form, that you can avoid the idea that the power of your mind to decide that you want to be a body and get sick is what you are using in order to justify this idea of pain. I'm going to read you just two paragraphs in the workbook that express the certainty that sickness is a decision that you have made about yourself, and that in this process of the new light of you, you're changing your mind. Listen. What is sickness? It's a defense against the truth. No one can heal unless he understands what purpose sickness seems to serve. Sick ones, listen. For then he understands as well its purpose has no meaning. Being causeless and without a meaningful intent of any kind, it cannot be at all. When this is seen, healing is automatic. It dispels this meaningless illusion by the same approach that carries all of them to truth and merely leaves them there to disappear. I want you to listen to this. Sickness, the idea that you can get sick, is not an accident. Like all defenses, it's an insane device for self-deception. And like all the rest, its purpose is to hide reality, attack it, change it, render it inept, distort it, twist it, or reduce it to a little pile of unassembled parts. The aim of all defense is to keep the truth from being whole. The parts are seen as if each one were whole within itself. Look at me for just a moment. You have particleized your mind association with yourself and depend on forms that are projected from your own mind to justify the substance of what seems to you to be your creative reality. And you employ all of the devices you can in your own mind to justify the idea that you can be sick. Are you listening to me? Let's practice, because I can see you're really hearing. You want to practice a little bit? Say to me, everything is an idea. Yeah. Every thought that you have is an idea that you have about yourself. Okay? Let's try a definition of sickness without getting too involved in your own terminal illness. Say to me, my, I have a bad cold. How do you know that? Well, my nose is stuffed up. I've been taking some remedies for it. I have an idea in my mind that I have a cold. Did you ever look at the particulars of the consciousness association you have about yourself in order to justify your own sickness? From the moment you get up in the morning and you're all stuffy and your throat is sore and you've got all sorts of remedy in the medicine chest that do what? They define your sickness. But you're not too sick, or at least you don't seem to be, so you employ a remedy that continues to justify the idea of sickness until finally, hopefully, it leaves your mind. The problem that you have with me is my certainty it never leaves your mind. Okay? The idea of sickness and pain and loneliness is the idea of death or termination. This is A Course in Miracles. The excitement of the application of the reasoning process of your mind is why I decided to attempt the idea that you can heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, once you get into your mind the idea that you have a cold, it cannot not possess you in the particulars of having it. It becomes a part of what you are. So now you have it under control, but it never really leaves you, because ideas leave not their source. Say that to me. That. Ideas leave not their source. Yes. The source of every thought you have ever had in regard to what you think you are, in your objective association and your need to justify it in the conflict that you express in what we call cause and effect or sickness and remedy, okay, are ideas that will never leave you, okay? The idea of death is precisely and exactly the same as in the idea of a bad cold, because you're going to use it as a particular within your own mind to justify a form of existent association that you are not. You make it a particle, mind, form, light, identity, and hold yourself together in particle, thought, form that justifies the existence of a relationship of separate form and entitles you to a provision of the idea of life separate from what everything is. I want this to be clear to you in your own mind, and I'm going to offer you some light at this time so that that you'll see that I'm not concerned about the healing of your idea about having a cold, or indeed about having cancer, or indeed about having that heart attack, or indeed about anything that is in association with your body. The healing process that I am employing, okay, with you now to do, as Jesus calls it, heal the sick and raise the dead, is to assure you that from the power of my mind, I am certain that you do not exist as that body, so that the performance of this Course in Miracles is to demonstrate that healing, the idea of healing a particular form of sickness in your own mind, is the same as expressing at one-ment or the certainty that you are not a body, and that the light energy of love that surrounds you will instantly convert not only any idea that you have about yourself, but the entirety of the false notion of your conceptual ego that you hold as an idea of life in order to continue to perform the act of a moment of separation. Do you see this with me? So that the idea that sickness and loneliness and death are a decision within your own mind is very important to you now, because available to you with the power of the deciding factor of outcomes that you want cannot not be the entirety of what I'm offering you, because I am a product of your mind. I have no idea how you associate me conceptually with the idea about yourself, but I can tell you it's not true. And I can tell you that the decisions that you have made to occupy an historic relationship of our body forms are also over and gone and not true, and that there's no need for you to bring into this aggregation of the conversion of light that I'm offering you a continuing observation that holds you in the bondage of what is always over and gone, projects it into the future so that you can't see at this time. I intend to collapse the entirety of your body identity. At this time and space, I intend to perform with you an act of the power of our minds to completely disassemble the idea that we are bodies. Okay, should we practice? At no single moment does my body exist at all. Say it. Yeah. No. At that moment, it actually wasn't there. Since that was your moment of fear, you give it particulars and defend it within your own specialization of a body instead of what? Simply letting it be whole. Remember that if ideas leave not their source, and I'm back to you there in the nursing home for a moment. I love you more than anything else in the universe, and I'm very certain that at this moment we can share what? The 30s, the 40s, and the 50s together in every instant of love that we ever experienced with each other, because it's not lost. Nothing is ever lost for our mind. We hold it in the idea that we have lost it and then live in old memories that are gone from us, and we continue to occupy this old rotting carcass that we define as a body. Are you listening to me? Okay? Let's try it, just for the heck of it, because I know you're going to look up my birth certificate, and you're going to say to me, don't tell me you're not. Say to me, I like Ike. I have no idea where that came from. I know it was very early in the 50s that since there's so much election ideas going on, I was a supporter of Dwight Eisenhower. So I was excited in the early 50s at the prospect of being out in the world and sharing the idea that I had survived the conflict, and I was happy in suburbia, San Francisco, or wherever the hell you think you are. But my expression of that moment of recognition of myself and the particulars of the whole world being in front of me have not left me. All right, can you see that? I am mindful of the certainty that every instant of love is available to me without the idea of the necessity for me to possess it in the idea of Silicon Valley, of the idea of Palo Alto. Can you see that with me? The idea of the conversion of the statistical energy forms into quantum instances that was formulated in the 50s. I'm enjoying my own thought process because of the certainty of self. Say to me, I have evolved a new certainty of who I am. Are you certain who you are? That's what I'm offering you. The healing process is nothing but self-certainty. Okay? We were going to do lesson 139 of the course, where the particulars of the existence of life assure the idea that everything knows what it is. If there's one thing you can be certain of, is that life knows what it is. Any discussion that you open to the idea of self-containment, okay, simply belie and belabor the idea that life is eternal and what everything is. And you can continue to do it if you want to. I don't see how you can begin to share my reasoning process of the revitalization of the cellular association of my body. How are you going to define me except as some sort of old form aging idea you have about yourself? I'm not that. You must believe that if I'm 75 years old, I have no idea what the hell that is, that somehow I'm living with the old perspective of myself in my mind. Are you saying to me, whatever age you are, and that includes very old 40-year-olds, okay, that life has somehow passed you by because the things that you loved in the circumstances of your relationship with your body are lost to you? That's ridiculous. The love that we share is eternal, and it's going on forever within our own minds. And it comes about through forgiveness of the idea that we were actually separated from what everything is. Yes, it is a revitalization of your body. Why wouldn't it be? There's nothing about your body that's going to last for more than your idea about it anyway. Now, if you have no idea about your body at all, which is what I'm offering you, you won't let your body in your previous memories tell you what you are. Now, you look at me and say, well, what you're offering me is ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous to your conceptual mind, because you're contained within the idea of a relationship of a body form in the longevity of self-identity that does not allow you to see that standing right next to you is an entire replication of yourself in an idea that you have about yourself in the solution that I am offering you. Jesus, in the Course, in the New Testament, wanted me to remind you that he is an entire light replication of the indestructible body, all right, of the pertainment of the mind in the idea about itself that will represent the entirety of the universe. Do you see that? Let's review. Sickness and that loneliness and death are an idea that you had about yourself and life that what? This world confirmed for you. All right? Everywhere you have looked within your objective association of mind has been a confirmation about what you're not. I'm directly in association with your mind now, telling you that what you thought you were is not true. The idea that you come from this place, the idea that you're flesh and bone, the idea that you breathe the poison of oxygen, the idea that you're surrounded by this nitrogen cloud and define this is life, is not what you are. Are you listening to me? It's impossible that you do not know this, because I am a part of your mind telling you in a healing process, in the recovery of that cancer, should we look at it together? That right there has taken an intense possessive hold over you. It's contained within the idea of your inevitable termination. I'm going to take that termination away from you right now. Now, the idea that you would want to get sick in order to justify the inevitability of your death has left you. The idea that I'm offering you right now is a part of the memory patterns that formulated our association of conceptual body form. from this moment on, after watching this video of healing the sick and raising the dead, everywhere you go, you will begin to recognize new perceptual visionary ideas about what you previously denied. And they will not be contained in the objective denial that you then examine within your own mind in order to retain the idea that he could be sick and you could be well. They will bring you to the totality of the particulars of the relationship of yourself with sickness and remedy, to show you that the remedy defines the sickness. And if you have no remedy for your sickness, you will not be sick. The reason that I am able to demonstrate to you the certainty of the youth, the vitality, the excitement at the prospect of our communication is my certainty that it's impossible for me to get old and die, as it is impossible for you. All right. So the idea that you can heal the sick and that you can raise the dead based on a conformation of light form standing right next to you, right there, that will instantly reveal to you the entirety of who you are with a newfound capacity to express it to the world. So here's our idea that we're sharing together. Okay. I am the savior of the world. Say it to me. Yes. I am the savior of the world because the world is a construct contained within my own mind. Say to me, there's nothing outside of me. Say it. There's nothing outside of you. Yeah. Everything that you saw was just a reflection of your own thought forms, all right, that are what? Collapsing in on you to bring you to where the healing of your mind and body will be in full reference to you. The certainty of the light and love that we are sharing at this moment is my self-certainty about what you are in our relationship with God. It is impossible that if you can recognize the light that we are sharing now in this moment of forgiveness, that you will not be able to see that indeed the decision to leave this place of loneliness and death that you previously believed was a part of your ideas is now yours to make. And in fact, you did make them. And in fact, you have left this little place of death. Look at me. This world was over a long time ago. Say it. Yeah. You've held it for a memory in a totality within your own mind, and a part of that memory of coming here and being here was a memory of before you came and after you left that I am now representing to you. You know perfectly well, as Jesus says, that we came from heaven, and where I'm now offering you, you know that you will always be able to go to. Okay? You realize, as you have always known, that you're not from here. The conversion of your light form in this quantum instant of love is the entirety of everything that you've been searching for. And you have now found that it's available within yourself. And we're going to share the idea of that love together. Thank you for the recognition and the admission of the necessity that there be no compromise between your idea of separation and loneliness and death and the certainty that we are now expressing together in the forgiveness of each other. We're going to share the love and strength and power of light that we know we are together, and we're awake now from this nightmare of death. And in the awakening procedure, everyone who was ever a part of our mind comes into our mind, and we ascend together in love to the kingdom. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we think and the love that we now share, so that we can say together, God bless us, everyone.